Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Brains versus brawn, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a battle we men face with every task we take on. Do we sit back and allow our brains to handle the issue? Or do we smash it in submission? This man we're about to discuss used his brains to try and commit a crime for a high-ticket item.
Oh.
When in hindsight, just smashing stuff up was probably the better play.
Mm, all right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. How's about a car theft story?
What happened?
But not one that we're used to. Mm. So last week, police say a 37-year-old man tried to steal a brand new 2025 Ford Raptor from a dealership just east of us.
All right.
Excuse me, 2025 or whatever.
Brand new.
And those Ford Raptors are expensive. You've seen these things, right?
Yeah, how much?
A lot. Kimmy, can you Google what? I know they're expensive.
Probably $60,000.
I bet you it's more than
$70,000.
I think it might be north of $80,000.
Well, you're talking a damn near $100,000.
Well, it could be. It could be that.
That damn thing did $125,000.
So while Kimmy is looking this up, this man had a plan to get this done with no smashing or grabbing.
Okay, smart move.
Give me how much the Ford Raptor?
2025 Ford Raptor looks like it goes from anywhere from like $80,000 to like $95,000.
They're expensive pickup trucks.
Yeah.
All right, so first off, this attempted car thief showed up at the home of an employee of the dealership.
Mm.
So this guy is off the clock. He goes to this guy's house.
Yeah.
And police say when he got there, he told the employee, I'm your new supervisor.
Wow.
Yep. And he said, listen, nice to meet you. You know, I'm your new boss and everything. I need the keys to the dealership. I got to get in. I got to do some work.
Mm.
Now, it's not clear if that plan worked out.
All right. Right.
And it sounds like the plan did not work out because flash forward to last Sunday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, state troopers say they found the suspect in the driver's seat of a Ford Raptor pickup truck
look at that.
In the parking lot of the dealership.
Yeah.
However, the car was not moving. Authorities say the suspect had opened up the truck's hood and attached a portable jump starter to the battery.
Right.
Then, when he got inside the truck, he had a laptop and a diagnosis tool that could be used to bypass the security system and start the truck. So it sounds like he didn't get the keys from the employee.
All right.
But with all this technology and grand ideas, he was using his brain and not brawn.
Yeah.
Right? Pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
But now the cops are there.
So we have, and he's at the dealership.
He's at the dealership. The cops are there.
But he started out at the guy's house.
Yes, he did. Yeah. So we don't know if he got the keys, whatever. He had the plan.
Why'd he go back to the dealership?
Keys. Well, that's where the truck is. You got to get the truck. We don't know if he got the keys. Maybe he had to abandon the plan. But whatever your plan was, now the cops are at the dealership. You are in this car. You got a laptop open. You jump started it. What do you do now?
Hmm.
Troopers say when they approach the truck, the 37-year-old suspect locked himself inside and refused to exit.
Oh.
Smart move.
Yeah.
Right?
If you're planning to live there forever.
Yeah. Well, here's the
and
other
even thing. Then, probably not going to work out.
And here's why it's not going to work out, because the truck's still at the dealership.
Yeah.
So one of the employees of the dealership went inside.
got the keys
popped, to the truck.
Popped the locks.
Exactly.
Couple extra sets in there.
He was arrested after an employee unlocked the truck. The 37-year-old man was not only charged with attempted grand larceny for the alleged truck situation, they also got him on third-degree stalking for showing up at the employee's house. He has a court date coming up. So here's the thing.
All right.
This man, with the allegations he's facing, not successful.
No.
But you have to admit, both those plans to get the truck were not the worst plans in the world.
No, I mean, all the hardware he had with the electronics and everything, it's pretty impressive.
Okay, second one is impressive. Showing up at a guy's house unannounced saying, I'm your boss now, that's pretty stupid.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a little awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, but the point I'm getting at is, This guy decided to use his brain instead of his brawn to accomplish this goal.
Yeah.
Tried to play a role.
Yes. And I believe he made a mistake.
What's that?
Well, in hindsight, just smashing the window of the truck overnight and trying to take off with it would have been a better play. Throwing a rock through the window of the dealership, grabbing the keys, and jumping in the car and running would have at least got him off of the property of the dealership. You know what I'm saying?
But it sounds like with all the technology he had, you think he would have been able to pop those locks and steal the car without ever putting a scratch on it.
It sounds like he thought that was going to be easier than it was, or he could do it faster than he did.
But he couldn't.
Or didn't do, yeah.
But he couldn't. All of this technology,
that
all of this smart,
yeah.
All of these plans. It's like Wile E. Coyote,
it's like
right?
You're going to make a movie about me.
Yeah, the movie is they unlocked the car and arrested you. When it comes to problems that need to be fixed in your life, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you a brain guy or are you a brawn guy? And is it possible that Tommy Mulet is neither?
Why are you going to drag me into this?
Well, I'm just saying, you ain't got no brawn.
I'm a puny person.
You sure as hell ain't got no brains. Ain't got no brawn. Ain't got no brains. Ain't got no sexy.
Have your cherry pie.
Gimme.
Yeah.
When your husband has a problem to solve at home.
Well, he's a brawny.
Is he a brawn or brains guy first?
Probably brawn. He's going to try to, do it himself.
Oh, he's got jack to pull it off.
Well, when I say brain versus brawn, is he stop and think about the issue and what could get him out of the jam? Or is he a guy that's going to grab a hammer or try and twist something open?
Bro, he's toting all that shoulder meat.
Yeah, if we have an issue, he just kind of gets right to it. I don't know how much planning he's doing ahead of time. He's like, we're going to dive right in and figure it out along the way.
So he's brawn over brains?
Probably, yeah, most of the time.
Man.
Are you brawn or brains?
What do you think, man?
I don't know, actually, to be honest with you.
I'm going to try to figure it out with...
Oh, but you
got thrown my back or hurt myself.
He's pee his pants guy.
No way.
None of the above. When in doubt, pee your pants.
The guy had a gun. No, I'm definitely going to try to figure it out.
No,
I'm not hurting myself.
We've all listened to you try and figure stuff out on the air.
How does that go?
Not well.
Right.
So
you might actually be brawn guy based on the fact that you got stuck in a tree.
Oh, yeah, she's right.
I mean, to give you some credit.
I broke a lot of things. Yeah, maybe I am.
You are brawn.
Yeah. I'm puny brawn.
This is a serious problem for guys because how you start will dictate how your job ends. If you start with brains and it doesn't work, not only do you look like an idiot in front of your wife or your kids, it'll get you frustrated.
Look tough, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it'll get you frustrated, Kimmy, to the point where you want to lash out at people that try and help you. But if you start with brawn, the idea being, I'm going to get this done faster, the odds you will break something past the point of repair is 90%.
Oh, yeah.
I am a brawn guy, and I hate it for myself. I can't help myself, but I do not have the patience to think something through, and I will break literally everything in my house.
You go in knowing you're going to make it worse, but you can't stop yourself.
Yes, Kimmy. 2 months ago, we had to buy a brand new toilet because I went brawn over brain, and I snapped an irreplaceable piece off of the toilet.
Yeah,
in
you
our
broke
bed.
Some porcelain thing, right?
Yeah, no, it was like a plastic piece on the inside tube. And my wife, when I have problems to solve, she will literally walk up to me like I am a child. She will put her hands on my shoulders, look me in the face, and say, okay, let's think this through, not start smashing things.
Yeah, I don't deal with toilets anymore. At my age, I'm buying a new toilet. And my wife goes,
No, we could have. The toilet was fixable.
If your toilet's 10 years old, I'm buying a new crapper. For $250, new crapper, that'll be the last crapper my dead ass ever sits on.
All right, so you're not brains, you're not brawn. You just throw money at it?
Oh, yeah.
But you don't have money to throw.
Oh, yeah.
What is
my wife
wrong?
What does that count?
My wife's got money. She got the money. I say, you had money to buy that first toilet. I'm sure by now, you haven't saved up 10 years worth of toilet money, honey? Come on. You got it.
I guess in a way, that's brains because you know you can't do anything. You need an expert or you need the replacement. You know up front that you can't fix it.
Because at the end of the day,
you know your limits.
Okay.
At the end of the day, your back's going to be killing you, and you didn't do it.
Yeah, but I don't.
What did you accomplish? You opened a box.
But I want my wife and kids. I guess in a caveman level.
Yeah, but they don't care.
No, they do.
They don't
when
care,
I'm able
man.
To on the rare occasion I'm able to pull something off, my wife is legitimately impressed.
No, she don't, man.
They tell those stories about you for the rest.
That's
of
That's the
life.
Jive. That is the jive they've been selling since day one.
It makes me feel good. I feel good about me.
Hey, the warning was in the Bible. It's in the first chapter, man.
But even if you get
you're getting played, you idiot.
Man.
Oh, you want to eat with me? That would be really nice. Since you're the only other person here.
But even if you...
Stupid.
What are you talking about?
Adam and Eve, man,
he
got
played. I know what you're talking about. I just don't know how this goes into brain versus...
Because
man.
Don't trust them, man.
Don't
They're
trust
lying
women,
to,
man.
They're lying to
Says
you.
Says guy who needs his wife's checkbook to buy a toilet.
You're so strong. I you know, you do it better than anybody I've ever met.
Yeah, that's what they all... That's
yes.
That's what they've told me. I must be the best sex person ever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By the way, even if you get it done, but it was... like you just lose your mind. You're swearing. You're pissed. It takes you all day.
The
and
tension.
It finally gets done. Nobody's impressed. They're just happy it's over and Dad's not mad anymore.
And it's also going to look like you did it. Like a professional doing something and you doing something. You can always tell when a guy did a little home cooking.
Okay. Look, I agree with
it
you.
It just ain't right.
Look, I'm not going to hang drywall, but if I could fix like, you know, my weed whacker without like breaking something, that's a win for me. That's a win.
Okay.
Stay out of the garage. Dad's pissed again.
Yes.
252-WCBF. We started this story. A 37-year-old man just east of us was arrested after police say he tried to steal a brand new 2025 Ford Raptor from a dealership. He started his plan by going to the home of an employee of the dealership, like unannounced, knocking on the door and telling him, I am your new boss. I need keys to the dealership to get in. And it doesn't seem like that worked because... last Sunday, around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, state troopers found him in the driver's seat of a Raptor pickup truck in the parking lot of the dealership. But the car wasn't moving. He had opened the truck's hood, started it with a portable battery starter. He was in the front seat with a laptop attached to the car trying to bypass the security features to drive it away. But the cops beat him to the punch.
Yeah.
He locked the door when the cops got there, refused to get out, which sounds like a good idea if he wasn't still on the dealership's property. One of the employees just went, got the keys to the truck, unlocked the keys, and he was arrested, charged with attempted grand larceny for the truck and third-degree stalking for showing up at the employee's house, and he used a bunch of brains to try and pull this off, when in reality, just smashing the door to the dealership and grabbing the keys would have worked. Brain versus brawn. It does feel like brawn is always the better way to do things.
Well, it's probably the quicker way, but it's also the messier, sloppier way. So it depends what you want, what you're trying to accomplish.
You're going to figure out your problem faster if you just dive right in and start getting to it.
Like just kick the door open, smash the case.
Yes, I think that's kind of what it comes down to. Like it can get more expensive going in with brawn every time, but there are a few more things embarrassing in this world than coming up with a big plan to fix something and watching it fail miserably.
Okay.
Having to bring in help.
Yes, like if you like work out like a 5-point plan, explain how it's going to work to your spouse, because they always want to know what you're doing, right?
And never tell them.
Well, I have to. What am I going to tell my wife? Shut up.
And that's the first flaw in the plan. Never tell them your plan. Show them the results. Because if you tell them the plan, it's going to go horribly wrong.
Okay,
but
so
if there's no results to show, you may have to start explaining
some things. Right, so like, work invisible. Work under the radar.
No, but I love this. Like, what a stupid take.
No, it's not a stupid take. Because is why your wife stands over your shoulder and starts doing sound effects.
Okay.
Be careful. Don't scratch it.
Don't go up in that tree.
I think you're breaking it.
Okay.
That's not the right tool.
Let's do a little scenario. Let's do a little...
I'm talking about the bedroom. Then you go to the toilet.
Let's do a little role play. All right. Let's say I got my weed whacker stopped working, right? And I think I can fix it.
I was taking my shirt off. I'm sorry. What
you can
doing?
Take your shirt off. You're going to be my wife, so yes, if you want to take your shirt off, feel free. And then I will be fixing my weed whacker in the garage. And I should do this in silence. I have a 5-point plan, and you as my wife come
so I walk in the garage.
Yeah, I'm in, and I have the weed whacker in my hand. I'm about to start, and you say...
Fool, what are you doing?
Okay. And I go, shut up. I'm not going to tell you my plan. You can come back out after I'm done. That doesn't fly, idiot. I have to explain. You would have to explain to your wife. I would have to explain to my wife. Kimmy's husband would have to explain to her.
I don't work on anything unless my wife is at Marshall's.
Oh, my God.
Because I know Marshall's gives me anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half of breathing space to knock it out. You don't do it when she's home.
Okay.
That's under the radar.
Okay.
Here's my
goddamn fool.
Everybody is always
throwing on lights, open up the garage. Yeah, she doesn't know what's going on here. Dragging tools
she
around.
She caught you stuck in a tree.
Oh. After an hour and a half.
Okay.
I was up there a while.
I committed to that tree. I also wonder, too, if you go into it with a plan, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to just dive right in and get physical. I'm going to come up with a plan, the smartest thing that I can conclude. How likely are you to abandon that plan? Because I could also see you sticking with that, even if it's not working, because now I've committed to this, and I'm going to make it work. It almost turns into brawn. at the end.
Oh no,
because I'm like, I'm not abandoning. This was my idea, and I'm gonna make this thing work, even if it's not.
I'm sure there are men that have the patience, if things are not going well, to stick with the plan that they had. I'm sure those men exist on the planet. Kimmy, I'm not one of those men.
Okay.
Because if I get to...
Because I would think, like, once you explain that plan to people, you have to, like, double down.
No, if I get to point three of my 5-point plan and it's not working, I become smash it guy.
Are you unique in that?
I don't know. Because, you know, not a lot... Guys don't work on, like, home projects with other guys hanging around most of the time, right?
No.
Like, you only know how you handle
it. You're a lone wolf.
Well, I just mean, like, when your wife comes to check in, like, hey, how's it going?
I'm
like, hey, yeah, that plan I had isn't working.
She'll start making suggestions.
Yeah.
Which
and
really
there
you go.
Me. But like the suggestions she makes will be like two steps before she got there. You know what I'm saying?
I already did that.
Yeah, I did that, obviously. Like, oh, what are you trying? Yeah, I obviously did that.
Yes.
Like, unless you got something good to tell me, the hell out of here. I can't say that.
No, she's going to stand there and start making sound of
it. Yeah, and I got to just sit there and take it, which is more pressure. It's more pressure.
Oh, yeah.
You realize what you're doing to us, ladies? Just leave us alone to break things. And then we'll go get new things.
There you go. You got a shiny new one. Look at that toilet.
But that's what really sucks. Well, the toilet, I have no choice. I can't, like, sneak a toilet in the house.
No.
Right? I don't know how to put a toilet in. I'm not going to
attempt. I'm hiring a guy for that.
But again, let's just use this weed whacker we've been using as an example, right? Like, let's say I break the weed whacker and I have to go get a new weed. My wife's going to notice we have a new weed whacker. So it's not even like I can smash it by accident, replace it, and she doesn't know anything happened.
I'm pretty sure if I bought a weed whacker and if I crush the box, hung it up in a garage, she wouldn't notice it for weeks.
I probably wouldn't notice.
It would just be hanging over there. Because my wife doesn't notice that the tools are dirty or clean. So I think you could pull that off.
My wife likes using the weed whacker.
Oh.
Or she's a gardener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was, okay, you're right. If it's something.
She's whacking the lettuce down?
No, it's just a weed, like grass and stuff.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
All right. I got it. No, so like she'll notice immediately that it's brand new and I'm going to get, you know. Also, there's a new battery. We have like 5 batteries because I've broken so many things that involve the same battery. I don't know, man. Like, this is what they don't tell you before you get married.
No.
All the things you're going to break trying to make it better.
Well, don't you think that would happen even if you weren't married, too?
No, because I don't care. I'll just go buy a new
one.
Like, I'm telling
you. But I'm saying, like, when it comes to, like, solving problems or issues you're having in your house.
Oh,
I
know.
I feel like a guy would do that. Married or not.
I never beat myself up. When I was single, I tried.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Like, there's no one there.
There's no one to shame
me. So you'd be less likely to try to fix it yourself.
The one great thing of living by yourself, there's no shame.
Yep.
So if it didn't happen, if you lost that broke or you got screwed over, just keep your mouth shut.
It becomes almost funny. Like, look what I did. Not your wife.
But you still have to pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to pay for it anyway, married or not.
Nobody knows. You're the invisible man.
He's right. He's 100% right.
All right.
You saw my house, man.
Yeah, I saw your house.
Bro. You caused some of it, son.
Why don't you pay for a house sitter? Hey, man, you could come have a half a bottle of whiskey if you watch my house for the weekend.
Well, put a diaper on your girlfriend.
Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's all about the presentation, right, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're in a 3-star Michelin restaurant or if you're at your aunt's house.
Yeah.
This take you have
is
the reason why half the people listening to this show right now feel the need to spend money they don't have to on things that are not required. And I'll take it a step further.
Yeah.
If this looks too clean, I don't think you're that good a cook.
Oh, really?
I said what I said.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So with Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Yeah.
Tommy comes in the room the other day in a commercial break, one of his famous out-of-nowhere non sequitur bitch rants.
Mm.
And you said to Kimmy and I.
Oh, when I go like to somebody's house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, people have to bring stuff or, you know, they're using their stuff there. I always look at what the food is sitting in. The container, the bowl, the pot, the plate.
The pan.
Okay.
To see what it looks like.
Well, what do you mean what it looks
like?
What
are you looking
grody,
for?
If it looks grody, unkept, if it's chipped.
You mean the bowl, the
you
serving dish.
You want it
dish.
To look brand spanking new.
Yes. I want it to look clean and maintained. I don't want it some crusty pot of slop.
Okay, I want to be clear here. Yeah. Because it's obvious to everyone you would like to eat out of a clean bowl, clean serving
dish. Yeah, I don't
want to
see like rings of time of what
you've cooked. That's what I mean.
Over, like I could chart your family history from when they first landed in this country on that bowl.
So you
best
don't want
foods come from crusty pots of slop.
Yes. Yeah.
The right. best foods in the world.
All right, we'll get to that. I just want to make sure everyone understands what he is saying. You don't want, Tommy, any evidence that bowl
yes,
dish
any trace.
Has been used before.
Yes. I don't want to look at something that looks like goddamn French onion soup been cooked in it 25 times.
That is insane.
Like stuff that dripped over the edges of it. You didn't scrape it off.
What you are saying is insane. You do realize that you can have forever stains on bowls and dishes, and those bowls and dishes are perfectly clean.
Okay. If you got forever stains, go get you some new stuff.
Sometimes the bowl just, you know, wears differently, and when it's, it gets a little discolored,
yeah.
right?
That happens
after years and years of cooking in it.
It happens to every bowl, every dish, every tray, everything.
Yeah, not for me.
All right, Kimmy, you were saying a second ago before.
Oh, I want that dish to look like it was your great-grandmother's. Like, I want old ceramic, whatever. Ugh. I want it to look as old as possible because I know what is coming out of that dish is going to be delicious.
Amen. The worse the dish looks, the better that food is going to be.
But that's how you was raised, man. You were raised poor.
Was Kimmy raised poor? Because she just said it too.
I don't know about her family. She doesn't talk much. I know your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I know everything in that house was chipped and had a ring on it.
It's a terrible thing to say about my sisters. All of the best serving stuff stains. Kimmy, that Corningware that everyone clamors for, the vintage Corningware, you can't put any colorful foods in those without those stains lasting forever. They should be sold in tomato red sauce color to begin with, right? Like, you get no leftovers that don't stain in those bowls.
Mm.
This is, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This is the worst take you've ever had.
I'm going to go a little bit farther, too. Like, if your kitchen looks a mess, you don't clean it. Like,
well, the kitchen's going to look a mess on Thanksgiving. You just made all the food.
If you open up that oven, you ain't cleaned it.
No!
It looks like some crusty
Wait, you're now inspecting people's ovens?
I don't inspect, but I look
around.
Well,
you must, because how would you know?
Because I look at the grill, like, you know, the range on top.
Yeah, the range should be. That's good grill.
They just made food.
No, and you didn't clean it.
Oh, my God. The best grill food comes off of a grill that still has stuff on it. You're an idiot. What a terrible effing take this is.
What, having standards?
No, this is you not being a guy who likes food. That's what this is.
I like food.
No, you don't like food. You like fennel. You like...
If it's clean.
You like things grown. And it's it. Like a bitch. God, you
are... When I see like a brand new, bright white, just been purchased platter, and somebody's got food on it, I always wonder like, have you made this before? Is this like your first time?
Great, sister. Preach.
Because I always say, oh, you must be trying something new because this hasn't been used
before. I'm talking from hand-me-down girl over here.
Everyone is hand-me-down person.
I ain't hand-me-down.
Some of the best quality stuff is the hand-me-down
that's
stuff.
That's what they say. They don't make these things like this anymore.
No, legitimately.
Even though it stains and it's got seven chips missing out of it and the handle's wobbly, it's good stuff.
So we talked about this like a year and a half, 2 years ago. Corningware, you know, from down south.
Yeah, the Corning Company. Yeah.
They don't make it the way that they used to, legitimately anymore. Yeah. And that Corningware now sells for an unbelievable amount of
fortune.
Money in antique stores and on eBay. If you go into a thrift store and you see 1960s, 70s, and 80s corning wear, you buy it because everybody wants it. My wife will go to thrift stores and look just for corning wear to bring home and serve stuff out of it. Oh. That's got other people's stains in it, and I'm fine with it.
Man, I don't want to eat. I am not eating out of somebody else's goddamn bowl.
So, so you're not going to restaurants or anywhere where you may be eating off a plate.
The health inspector goes to those places.
A fork that somebody just used an hour ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but the health inspector checks it out.
No, she's right. That fork in your mouth, someone used an hour before you did.
Yeah, but it's been sanitized.
Yeah, no.
So what were you saying about your wife?
No, you've worked in kitchens. I'll get there in a second.
Yeah.
Well, no, because my wife will use secondhand Corningware that she's found at thrift stores to serve food. So my wife's food is trash?
No. Your wife's one of the good ones.
Oh, is she?
She's and
one of the
she's
good
a
ones.
Doctor. Yeah. She's qualified to notice stains that could lead to disease.
What does that even mean? She's a dermatologist.
She's also a trained medical professional.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
She has a broad view of the medical community and how diseases spread. So I would trust your wife.
So
one
Kimmy,
of the good ones.
Kimmy, so the last time when you guys all came over for that meal.
I had a whole plate
so,
of food.
So, no, but he got in the car with his wife after. Oh, my God.
Did you?
Well, he started talking like your daughter.
Yes, right, your daughter was like, oh, my God, I did say that. She was
he was looking in like your oven. Your
I was also talking like Breezy from down the hall.
So weird.
How do you feel about one-time use stuff? Because it's not dirty. It's going to be tossed after use.
What do you mean? Like
if somebody brings something in like a tin.
Oh, those tins are the king. You toss it.
Okay.
No, but they're not structurally sound, man.
They're structurally sound.
No, seriously. Okay.
Now you sound like a bitch.
How many?
See, I would think you would look at that like cheap.
It's cheap, but I get
it. You didn't invest.
It is cheap, but I get it.
The amount of people listening that have put pounds of pasta, mac and cheese in those tins, carried it in somewhere, and it folds in the middle and drops all over the ground. Why is that funny?
That's always way too heavy.
Thank you.
The food that's in.
You cook too much.
That's hours of your life, and it's now all over the ground. 252 WCMF. Tommy comes in the other day in a commercial break. Yeah, I won't eat any food at Thanksgiving out of a bowl that has like a stain in it. And we're not talking like it's a dirty bowl.
Yeah,
we're talking like
jabloti stains all over it.
Or it looks old in any way.
Here's why.
Wash your period panties in it.
Ew.
That's what I said.
Why would you do that?
They hand wash. Back in the old days, that's how Grandma used to wash her period panties.
In the Corning wear.
I ring them out in the period panties. I'm making a pasta. Hey.
Here's why this is one of the worst takes you've ever had. Thanksgiving is going to cost a lot of people money.
Then don't do
and
it.
And a lot of people time.
Maybe Thanksgiving ain't for you then.
They are going to spend hours to cook for you. They're going to take even more time to scrub the house spotless so you don't judge them there. Because we know people judge those two things. And now, if that wasn't enough, there are people listening who are going to hear what you're saying. Yeah. And they're going to run out to Marshall's or TJ Maxx or HomeSense or HomeGoods or Home of the Brave, whatever. And they're going to spend money they should not on serving stuff all because you and people like you are giant little bitch-ass bitches.
Raising the bar for everybody.
We got Instagram messages coming.
A whiny bitch floats all bowls.
Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Tony writes, Exhibit A, French onion crock. I need it to look like it survived the Great Depression era. Amen there, man. I know that you can.
Why, your grandmother didn't. She's dead.
Too soon, man. Troy writes.
Eating out of your period bowl.
Troy writes. Tommy is 100% hand-me-down. Look at how many times he's been married. He's like a well-used casserole dish. I think what you want is counterproductive.
Counterproductive to what?
It is. Look, I want a wooden spoon that shows somewhere. It tells me that you cook. There should be a little bit permanent yellow in the glass of the casserole dish. This tells me you cook on a regular basis. That not only that,
it's getting used,
but also your culinary skills run the gamut. You don't just do one or two things really well. When all of your serving ware has multiple spots on it, you cook lots of things really well. I want a silver pot that is black on the bottom when I am eating at somebody's house. That's what I want to see.
Black on the bottom.
Yes. It's
Splatter Park, goddamn Thanksgiving.
No, but it's like eating eggs out of a totally clean skillet. Those eggs are not going to be as good.
Yes, they are. No. They came out of a chicken's ass. They're going to taste fine.
That skillet should have stuff on it from food in the past, man. Like, the person that has a clean skillet has no idea what they're doing. Am I wrong, Kimmy? That skillet needs to look like it's been through, like, World War I and World War II. That's how you know it's good.
Well, I thought, like, you're not supposed to wash a skillet, right?
But the washes.
No, you're not.
Like,
yes.
You like rinse it off, but you're not supposed to use
what
like,
those cast iron
it.
Things.
Yes,
I'm not eating out of your rusty goddamn turn of the century pan.
That's what that the best food comes out of that.
Look at those people from back then. Did they look healthy to you? First of all, they were malnutritioned.
Uh-huh.
Malnutrition? They all had worms.
Were they malnutritioned?
They all had worms. They all had rickets. One eye was always bigger than the other. Mom, make me some more of them good biscuits you made. I'm so cold in here in the cabin.
252-WCMF.
Open heart douche.
Let's talk to Bill. Bill, what's up, buddy?
Good morning.
Hey, Bill.
Tommy needs to eat over a friend of mine's house. He would puke before he left the table. So when everybody's all done eating, he puts the plates down, just as a joke, so the dog can lick them, and it sticks them in the cupboard.
That's your buddy, huh?
He's a joke when everybody.
Oh my
he's
God.
Joking. He's just joking, Tommy.
Load a laugh with that guy.
By the way, Bill, you know he's done that for real, right? He's just like laughing because you're there.
No.
You know he's let that dog lick other things.
He does it as a joke.
You hate off them plates.
Bill, great call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. He's just joking.
Yeah.
We're just joking.
Yeah, that's gross.
We have more Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF. Dimitri writes.
Dimitri? Well, you know where this is going.
Think about how many people have touched the single-use tins at the grocery store. Thoughts on that, Tommy?
Ooh. No, usually they're all stacked up.
You got to get in there.
Yep, they're right out in the open.
No, they don't want you to do that.
No, they're 100%.
Oh, the manager will come right over.
They're not wrapped. Those things are wide out in the open. Fingers all up in there. Yep. Dudes rubbing their genitals all over the tins. That new TikTok thing they're doing. Yeah. Genital tin is what they call it.
Tinning. The kids call it tinning.
Kimmy, you know what this is?
What?
This is a guy. You're not kidding. No, it's
had
a guy.
He money had stock cars and boats.
Nothing to do with that. It's a guy with too much time on his hands.
It's a guy who doesn't want his aesthetic ruined.
I mean, it is a lot with aesthetic. It's got to look. You like Martha Stewart. It's got to look prettier. The dinner's not good.
You're right.
Awesome.
The reason why she's a billionaire, man.
This is a man with too much time on his hands that is not responsible for anyone else.
How about just looking around and noticing things?
No, but let's break this down. Mm. You don't have to cook Thanksgiving dinner.
No.
So you don't understand the work that goes into that. You don't have a house to clean because you don't host Thanksgiving. You have never had kids to entertain, Tommy, an entire day or massive amount of dishes to do. You've never had that. So you have no idea what goes into the work that is Thanksgiving.
You don't know what it takes to put food on that plate.
No, you really don't.
To get that food on your table.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You don't even give thanks. Bow your head.
Again, all of these things.
And pray over these grimy plates.
Are true.
Thank you, Lord, for these stained, crusty plates.
Kimmy, you know what this is?
Because it's all we could afford.
It's like that time that Bill Gates in an interview was asked what a gallon of milk costs, and he guessed
$10. Yeah.
Tommy is an out-of-touch dish 1%er. That's what you
I'll
are.
I'll take it, man.
No, that's not a good thing.
Hey, just clean your stuff. You ain't gotta be rich.
It is clean, but that's the thing. Like, it is clean.
You let things sit. You let things stain.
It's just used.
You let things splatter.
Dalton writes us.
Dalton.
Everyone knew our local bar almost never cleaned the fryer, but boy, we still ate from it, and you got the absolute best tasting wings. I'd always get buffalo wings, and man, I haven't had any better.
Oh, yeah.
That's why the Bowling Alley fries always used to taste the best.
I don't want to know a thing about the kitchen and my favorite greasy spoon places. Mm. I don't want to know.
100%.
Don't want to see it. 100%. Don't tell me.
Yes. And nobody is siding with you here. Not a single person is on your side.
I don't care, Pat.
Okay. You know what the funny
I'll stand alone.
You know what? I have been to somebody's house before that just reminded me. You brought like your whatever app, if it was an app or a side or whatever, you'd bring it and she would have all the bowls laid out already for you to dump it into like her bowl because she wanted the table to look a certain way. So she had you, like, pour whatever you made.
Are you kidding me?
Into, like, some special bowl that matched all the other stuff on the table.
Yeah, she wants it to look nice for the holidays.
Who cares?
Well, then don't come over.
That's going to get ruined the second somebody accidentally spills a little something when they're serving themselves out of the bowl. That's going to happen.
Yeah, but I kind of, you know. You don't appreciate nice. You just want to wolf it down.
She was like, it's easier to serve it this way. I was like, sure.
No, I'll tell you.
Still kind of weird.
It's psycho. I'll tell you what really pisses me off. My wife got handed down this giant turkey platter.
Yeah.
Right? It's like ceramic. It's got a picture of a turkey on it. The thing's huge.
Mm.
And every year she wants to put the turkey on the platter to serve it.
Yeah.
But it's easier for me to just cut the turkey in the pan that it's cooked in. Right? Like I don't want to. I have to get the turkey out, put it on the pan. It's all moving around.
And then it starts to drain
exactly,
out.
Exactly. All of these things are happening. Just allow me to cut it out of the thing and I'll put the turkey. No, she wants the turkey on the platter for everyone to see like the turkey on the platter. It's the stupidest thing.
What's that Norman Rockwell photo, right?
Yeah, look at my family. We're not the norm. I wouldn't be allowed to be married to my wife in Norman Rockwell time.
Yeah.
Maybe we just cut it out of the basement.
I don't think
that?
He had those paints to paint those people back then even, right?
It's a bad take.
Yeah.
It's a stupid take. And if you are listening to this, do not feel pressure to go out and buy all new bowls and dishes and serving things.
Or if you
Unless
want
Tommy's coming over.
Elevate your game, man. You'll be the talk of the town.
Okay. Let's take a break.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was just a matter of time this happened.
Oh.
But it's weird who it came from. Because there are going to be explosions over new romantic partners at some people's Thanksgivings across the greater Rochester area. But this is the person that it seems has the least amount of skin in the game when it comes to how Bill Belichick is handling his new relationship. Oh. You're hanging out in the break. We're Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So we've been following the journey of Bill Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend now for, I believe, over a year.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Everything from like her stepping in and taking control of his career, shutting down interviews with questions that she didn't like while he sat there like a baby bird.
Yeah.
Her being all over ESPN during his games, games in which North Carolina are getting their asses handed to them. It's been a bad, bad, bad situation.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, late last week, we talked about how Jordan Hudson, his 24-year-old girlfriend, is an adult cheerleader.
Yes. I didn't know that was a thing.
Neither did we.
Like a professional cheerleader,
no.
Like for a team or something.
Yeah.
This is like competitive adult cheerleading.
Yep. And not only did she perform over last week, Bill Belichick was at her performance.
He's a cheer dad.
Yes, he was.
And
boyfriend and
fiance.
Yep, watching that.
I don't think they're engaged.
No,
engaged.
They're not.
They're just dating.
Yeah. All
right.
The news story may be the end of this relationship or the end of Bill Belichick's relationship with his family.
But
it's going to affect something.
I don't think so.
A story in the New York Post.
What do they say?
Talks about an interaction after North Carolina was beaten by ACC foe Stanford. It happened on November 8th. And it's Bill Belichick's daughter-in-law that kicked it off. Jen, her name, screamed, "All Jordan does is control shiznit," before she called Bill's significant other bat shiznit crazy.
Okay.
At one point, sources said Jen told the room, which included Jen's husband, Steve Belichick, that's Bill Belichick's son. He's also the defensive coordinator for North Carolina. Bill Belichick, Hudson, and multiple others, that she did not care if her eruption resulted in her husband's termination or Bill disowning her. Quote, Jen yelled that Jordan was effing twisting Bill's brain before she urged the six-time Super Bowl champion to wake up. Sources said she went on to issue an ultimatum to Bill: you choose your family or you choose Hudson.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And that's the daughter-in-law.
That's the daughter-in-law.
Which I didn't realize his son was there coaching him, too.
Yeah,
I knew his son was at the NFL level. I didn't know he left to go coach with him.
I think last year he was at the University of Washington. Mm. He came to North Carolina.
That's
his daughter-in-law that did that in a room full of people, including Bill and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So you were saying you don't think it happened.
She better watch her mouth.
Who's that, this daughter-in-law?
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Watch her mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is that?
Because daddy's got all the money.
Okay.
And the reason all y'all sitting in this fancy place and what that kid's got a job is because of me and my money. So you don't like it tough. I'll bring a monkey in here if I feel like it because I'm paying for it.
Couldn't you argue she's protecting her money?
Whose money?
Bill Belichick's money.
He didn't ask her to protect his money.
Yeah, but
I'm Bill Belichick and I made all his money.
Yeah.
We're going to play
Guess
by my
rules.
Guess
what you might not be getting if this chick sticks around.
Yeah. I mean, to Kimmy's point.
That's not your business.
Guess who may not have a job if this chick sticks around?
Great point.
He's rich.
To Kimmy's point. Well, how do we know, though?
I mean, he's made all the money, man. Right. I don't mean to be a rocket scientist, but Bill Belichick is fat with money.
We don't know what she's siphoning off, bro.
Yeah, we don't really know what. I mean, if she's controlling as much as we think she is.
You can assume whatever you want. Yeah. I know that dude made a lot of money.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's got a lot of power.
But here's the thing.
But that guy who made a lot of money and has a lot of power doesn't sound like he's in control of that money
and power
right now.
He's got some young, tight thing, and he's rich.
All right, let me ask you a question. Because I know this sounds...
We're not even in Italy.
I know this sounds like something that is, like, unrelatable to anybody.
Well, of course.
But it's not. Because there are people listening right now whose parents and grandparents met some hot young thing on Facebook or Instagram, sent them all kinds of pictures. They were like 40 years younger.
Oh, man.
They just need some money to come over to America and they're going to end up marrying them, right? And you know what? They made their money. And they know what they're doing.
Yes,
and how dare you stand in between me and Svetlana, who's going to come here and love me and take care of me. Based on your logic, they should let Grandpa continue to send
his
money.
It's his money.
My ass.
Grandpa going to get him some ass.
Bro, this woman's...
Some Eastern Bloc ass.
No, because that woman doesn't exist. That woman does not exist. And if she does, she ain't coming.
I told you the story of Dirty Frank, right?
Yes.
So my sister-in-law's father, old cat, he showed up one Thanksgiving. Now, he had been divorced for years, older guy, retired. Yeah. Frank at that time was in his 70s.
Okay.
And he showed up at Thanksgiving with his new girlfriend. And she showed up in Daisy Dukes holding a six-pack of beer minus two.
Oh, she brought a four-banger?
A four-banger and a black eye that she got at the bar from the night before.
And how old is she?
She's probably in her 30s. But he saw her cleaning boats in a bikini and fell in love.
Okay.
But Frank's 70-something years old, served his country.
Oh, boy, you're going to bring veterans into this now?
Full of Viagra. He was getting Viagra from the VA. He was ready to go, baby. You got to deny Frank that.
Well, but here's the problem.
Frank wasn't being embarrassed at a national level, though.
But, I know.
But even in that situation, right?
My sister-in-law was, like, appalled.
Okay. Look, I agree with you there is a difference between social disgust and legitimate problems. If Frank is with this woman and she is willing to hang out with Frank or, you know, having meals with him and being treated to nice dates every once in a while, that's one thing.
Right.
When you have a situation where this woman is getting the ability to take money out of Frank's bank account or having things signed over from his name into her name, right? That's where things start to get dangerous. And we have seen stories where all of a sudden she has this massive real estate portfolio that showed up out of nowhere after she started dating Bill Belichick. Decisions that he's making for his career and for his public image are being manipulated by this woman. North Carolina, for example, was supposed to do Hard Knocks on HBO.
Yeah.
That got shut down based on her.
I'm surprised she shut it down.
I think she realized how everything started looking.
But you got to let these people be themselves.
But let's say I'm Bill Belichick's actual daughter, right? I can see, I want to say something, but I'm too afraid because I don't want to hurt my dad's feelings or for whatever reason, things are complicated. I'm actually probably pretty happy my sister-in-law said something because, didn't come from me.
Let her take the bullet.
And by the way, if she's saying it, you know her husband feels the same way. They're not
And that would piss me off as the husband. Like, shut up, man.
No, I'm kind of okay with
that. Again, like, it's kind of like, hey,
if your paycheck's tied to it.
She's the one who threw the, wrench into things, but at least she said it. I wasn't going to say it.
252 WCMF. Again, there is a story in the New York Post that Bill Belichick's daughter-in-law, after a loss to Stanford from North Carolina, went off on the situation with his new girlfriend. In this room, amongst other people, were Bill, his 24-year-old girlfriend, his daughter-in-law who went off, and her husband, Steve Belichick, who's the defensive coordinator, called the girlfriend bat shiznit crazy, says all she does is control shiznit, said that she was twisting his effing brain before she urged Bill Belichick to wake up. She then issued an ultimatum: you choose your family or you choose Hudson. By the way, that was 3 weeks ago. Yeah. What are things like now? What's Thanksgiving going to be like in the Belichick household?
If it happens.
Man. 2-5 GW. I mean, he obviously cares about his family because his sons are always a part of whatever staff he's on. I mean,
and this is how he gets paid for
alongside each other.
This is the love he gets in return after all he's done for all of you. You treat me like a second-class citizen in my own
house.
They're
trying to protect him.
Yeah. I mean,
it's out of love.
I'm with her on this one, man. I think that she did the right thing. But then again, I've never been in this situation.
Mm.
Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. I think there's something to be said about the money inheritance thing, but I think you're going at this all the wrong way. The daughter-in-law is jealous because she's concerned that her hubby is going to start banging stepmommy.
You've had a lot of really dumb takes on this one, Rammer.
I'm telling you, wait a minute. How many times have you not seen, like, you know, a situation where the prettier girl comes in the picture, you know, the wife gets a little concerned about the time being spent around her, what's going on? I don't think it's that far-fetched.
All right, we're going with it, Dad. Everybody anticipate the new scandal. Bill Belichick's son, Steve, is now having sex with his 24-year-old
girlfriend.
You know what?
Okay. Mark this date in your calendar.
Okay.
I said it first.
Watch him be right.
Rammer, thanks for the call, buddy.
Watch him be breaking news after the holidays.
It doesn't
Bill
make
Belichick's
logical.
Son steals his girlfriend.
Bill Belichick's going to walk into the coat room.
Okay.
Belichick's
she's going to be splayed all over the long
we
coats.
We didn't think we'd be here in the first place, no. So nothing's impossible.
But she's obviously a gold digger. His son doesn't have the money that he has. Why would you go bang the son?
Hey, it's Rammer's fantasy. Let him have it.
John
he served his country.
John writes us on
doors.
Instagram.
He was in a door corps.
Duffy at WCMF. John writes, old men get Mustangs, rich old men get Corvettes, wealthy old men get 20-somethings, all bad financial decisions. You can't take it with you anyway. Here's the problem, though. That Mustang doesn't run off with your 401k.
Yeah.
True.
He's still got a lot of life to live, maybe.
All right, we'll take one more call. We're here in New York, right, and we're just following this as fans and haters of Bill Belichick.
Yes.
Joe is right in the thick of things in North Carolina. He's on CMF. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Good. I'm here visiting now. I'm from here, but I live there. I came here to find out that she's developed a real estate portfolio. Nah, she's not gold digging. I don't think so.
Okay. Just a kind woman who's into 70-year-old grossest man you've ever seen in your life.
I got a couple bridges for anybody that believes that.
There you go, Joe. Thanks for the call. That's the other bothersome thing about this.
What?
Mick Jagger is infinitely talented.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not a bad-looking guy like throughout his life, right?
Yeah.
If you're into that.
Well, he's got charisma.
Okay. So that guy, every woman that's in her 30s that's with, you know, because he knocked up a 30-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That woman's still a gold digger. She's not physically attracted to Mick Jagger. But he's still infinitely better looking than Bill Belichick. The man does not dress. The man is doughy and stumpy. Mm. The man is ugly. Like, there's no
he
way.
Doesn't smile.
Thank you. You cannot put any kind of shine on this at all. Right? Like, George Clooney is going to be in his 70s soon.
Well, he looks amazing.
But that's what I'm saying.
He's a lead actor.
If a 20-something-year-old woman was like, I'm just attracted to George Clooney, I wouldn't believe you, but there's that, like, little seed of, like, I guess it's possible.
Yeah. All right, so let me ask you this. How old is Tom Brady? He's in his 50s, right?
I think he's his late 40s.
Okay.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, you're probably right, yeah. Would it be gross for Tom Brady to date her? Let's say they met same way, but it's Tom Brady on a plane. They meet.
Gross?
Next thing you know, Tom Brady, and he's pushing 50, okay. And she's a 24-year-old. That's his daughter, basically same age. Would that be gross?
When you put it that way, yes, it's gross. But
because it's you don't like Tom Brady?
Well, it's
the daughter thing.
Yeah,
it's
when you start dating people younger than your kids.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right.
I think that's when it gets a little weird. But I still would understand Tom Brady over other people.
And like, and look,
he's on
good
TV.
Looking guy.
He's maintained his looks.
Yeah.
Even, you know.
But when you put it in that context,
he's dreamy.
This woman is young enough to be his granddaughter. No exaggeration.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for this.
He's having some fun, bro.
For his daughter in law to raise these concerns. Yeah. And by the way, it took a full year for this explosion to happen. I think that's fair. It's not like the first day she was like, what are you doing, stupid?
But don't you think grandpa earned the young girl?
Do you hear what you just said?
That.
You want to try that again?
I want to rephrase that.
The young girl. She's younger than he is.
He earned the young girl.
Did the grandpa earn the young lady? The 24-year-old young sweet thing.
No.
He went out and bought her a sexy little number to walk around in. What's wrong with that for Grandpa? I can't watch Gunsmoke for the rest of my life.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.